Part 2, Chapter 5. Turl, fiddling with forms at his desk, felt very tearful. Things were working out just fine. Just fine. Security techniques were always best. Always. He now knew exactly what he had wanted to know. The thing drank water, and drank it by plunging its head and shoulders into a stream or pond. And, more importantly even, it ate raw rat. This made things very easy. If there was any animal available near the compound, it was rat. He guessed he could teach the old chinkos a thing or two. It was elementary to let the man-thing loose, and elementary to keep him under surveillance with a flying scope. It was, of course, a little trying to be out in the open wearing a breathe mask and yet make speed over the ground. That man-thing didn't run very fast compared to a cyclo, but it had been a bit of an exertion. It was hard to exert oneself while wearing a breathe mask. But he hadn't lost his skill in casting nets, old-fashioned though it might be. He hadn't wanted to use a stun gun again. The thing seemed frail and went into convulsions. Well, he sure was learning. He began to wonder how many raw rats a day the thing had to consume, but he could find that out easily. He looked with boredom at the report before him. The lost tractor had been found along with its cyclo driver at the bottom of a 2-mile-deep mine shaft. They sure ate up personnel these days. There'd be a yowl from the main office about replacement costs. Then he cheered up. This fitted very well into his arguments and plans. He checked around to make sure he had no more work to do and put his desk in order for the end of day. Turl went over to a cabinet and took out the smallest blast gun he could find. He put a charge cartridge in it and set it to minimum power. He took some rags and cleaned up his face mask and put a new cartridge in it. Then he went outside. Not 100 yards north of the compound, he saw his first rat. With the accuracy that had won him an honored place on his school shoot team, even though the thing was in streaking motion, he blew its head off. 50 feet farther, another rat leaped out of a culvert and he decapitated it in midair. He paced off the distance. 42 cyclo paces. No, he sure hadn't lost his touch. Kind of silly things to be hunting, but it still took a master's touch. 2. That would be good enough to start with. Turl looked around at the hateful day. Yellow, blue, and green. Well, he'd get quit of this.